Is anyone on?
If anyone, if this is working, just let me know. Thought I'd just come on because I was going to do a longer video and edit in all the clips and stuff like that, but my brother's coming up to visit from Victoria, so I don't. It's going to take me several hours. I don't really have time. Can people hear? Just having a beautiful Thai durry at the moment. Come on, Blue. Can hear Peter, thank you. All right, sweet. Okay, obviously I want to talk about this thing in Melbourne. It does seem very pivotal. Andreas, g'day. I better put the durry up. So first of all, I just want to say I just got off a call with Rachel and Nikki, and we're going to do an event around the shrine because we feel it's very pivotal. And this kind of event in Victoria was weird. I was at my mate Matt's in Thailand last week and we watched that expose on ABC about sovereign citizens, that Johnny Q and stuff was on. And Johnny was actually posting little clips, little takeouts from it in the month prior. And the moment I saw him doing that, I'm like, okay, this is a setup. They're obviously going to use this. I like Johnny though. And me and Matt were like, okay, they're going to do one of those train things again. They're probably going to do it in Victoria. And then here we go. We see it happen yesterday. So anyway, we're going to be going to the shrine. I think it's the first week in November, but I'll let people know. We'll get it sorted out within the next week. So for those that are in Victoria, Andreas, you'd like this because we're going to – obviously the stuff Rachel's done with the ley line. So anyway, it's quite intricate, and I think it's actually very important that we go down there. So everyone will be welcome to come. It'll be the first week of November, which is like people that know about the shrine, the 11th is the day that the ray of light shines through to hit the black stone. I'll put me durry up. Stop being rude. So anyway, I just want to get that out of the way first, and I'll let people know. But let's have a look here because, first of all, and Andreas, we'll go into this better in STE conference. And this, I think it's better to do that in a private space. And I think this is highlighting more than ever about a lot of these community groups, and especially like they're really going to take the Australia is up for sale at the moment too. You can see in every avenue. And now there's an element of it that they really see a threat to the so-called sovereign citizen. And I know people in those common law groups would not call themselves that, but I'm saying this is just the label that the media is giving them. But before I saw anything yesterday, I just saw police shooting. The moment I said two police shot, I'm going, okay, we're triggered to go to the train event that happened the other year. And I've been saying for a while, they're gonna start pipping off certain people in these groups to make an example of it, because the last kind of thing of when you're selling off the country and they don't want anyone to know in Australia is that Australia is fully open. It's fully open for sale. And the last avenue is kind of like the legal system. So, yeah, my place. Well, do you know what? I'd say every single one of these groups, every one of these community groups, my place and stuff like that. Again, I'll talk about like my mate. I won't mention his name, but like ex-police officer. And he was telling me, like, because I don't know if anyone – did anyone see, like, Bowling for Columbine and stuff years ago, that Michael Moore documentary? And that was around the time of the Iraq War, and they were saying that they were having FBI agents going to grandma's coffee clubs on a Monday morning. There were, like, just these small community groups, and people don't understand that, like, the police and particularly the intelligence agencies do this everywhere. They have assets in all these community groups. So if you think you're in one of these groups – and you're not being monitored. You're absolutely being monitored from the inside. But look, I think this is like, it's a great thing. This is like that. It's shown that we're gone towards the next step. And you cannot look at this without any correlation to this event that's happened on the 31st. And do I think the intelligence agents have their fingerprints on this march on the 31st? Absolutely. Did they have their fingerprints on the one in Palestine? Absolutely. They're controlling both of them. And if people look at like the so-called trigger that caused this march on the 31st in that they're going to be doing around Australia, it was because someone lit the Australian flag. And if you look at the picture of them lighting the Australian flag, the journo is right there, and then obviously the camera crew right behind them. And I saw this firsthand when I was in Bendigo in 2013, that when they were having the huge riots in Bendigo around the mosque. And interesting, that is part of the last 12-year Jupiter cycle. And it was in the same, it was in the snake year. 2013 was a snake year. And I've mentioned before that Victoria was founded in 1851, as was Bendigo, which makes it a pig in Chinese astrology. And I don't know, like, we don't have to go into that, but I just find that interesting that these groups like Thomas Sewell and Blair Cottrell and stuff like that are coming back into the fore. But let's get into this guy. I said, and I know this through, like, I guess basically I'm a student of Ole Demogarden. They call it demogarding. It's like looking for the clues. And I'll get to a couple of the clues here that they've actually left in some of the so-called forensic evidence, which they haven't really given us much of yet. And you can already, this, what I actually feel this is, it looks like a botched operation. And this is why they haven't said they know where the guy is. Look, if they were after this guy, they would have got him by now. They absolutely, especially if he shot two cops, you think he could have escaped and got away? There's no way. He's like, he's already dead or he's an asset and been taken away somewhere. But it looks like a botched operation, and they look like they're trying to quickly get the story. They would have had a story in place, and now they're trying to get a new story in place too. And I don't think 100% of it looks staged either. And that's why I think it's a botched operation. But you've got to think about the timing of last week, having that that thing on ABC. And then you've got to go back to the counterterrorism legislation. And this is like what I've mentioned before, the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act in America, that they actually legalized through the National Defense Authorization Act that you can legally take out a terrorist without trial or trial or conviction, right? And Obama did do this. It was to, they said, terrorist cells outside of the US. It hasn't been done domestically yet. But if you look at the legislation and what I've mentioned before, this guy, Tim Holding, who was the emergency services minister in the Victorian Labor Party when they were in government, and this was kind of around the late 2000s, he spent a lot of time in the State Department as well as Israel, and he was responsible for bringing in a lot of these different scanning technology and different counter-terrorism legislation that they lobbied for in Victoria and also federally. And what they were doing incrementally over time with all these laws was they were, because he eventually ended up going to King's School in London, which now he lives, this former Victorian Labor member. And he came and spoke at the Strong City Summit in 2018. In 2018, it was held actually in Melbourne. And there's a number of these different cities. They've got all these different NGOs and think tanks all around the world. But this one in particular, as well as many others, were mentioning the stuff that came out of Cambridge Analytica in 2016, and they're highlighting like things like the Heritage Foundation and stuff in America, which is like they're kind of like these Zionist think tanks and stuff like that. But they were saying that these groupings were going to lead to a rise in popularism and domestic terrorism as far as the far right. So, they were talking about this heavily as the number one threat to national security back in 2015, 2016. Strong City Summit in Melbourne was 2018. They named the rise of the right wing and domestic terrorism as the number one threat. So the whole point of what they made, all these counterterrorism legislation, they continued to amend the acts over time, was the Trojan horse was the Muslim terrorist, which never existed. Not the Western ones anyway. If you follow Ole Demogarden's work and all these staged attacks that have happened for years and years and years. And this is what they did. They were setting up ones like the Man Monas one, the Sydney Siege and all that kind of shit. But eventually it was always going to be, because they knew they were going to flood the West with immigrants, push this cultural Marxism and eventually just open Marxism in the West. And the natural counter reaction to that would be people being drawn over to populism, in which they would label them far right. And now they've added this sovereign citizen stuff onto it. And you are now the domestic terrorists. We are domestic terrorists. If you're going to push back against any of this shit, and they don't want people forming into groups. But if we look at this guy, right, I said straight away, I didn't know anything. I just heard two police shot. I said, I bet you he's a Christian, conspiracy theorist. The rural element is also very important too, because just like the trains, you got to look at the connections with the two. And that's part of, because like the inner city people are those, you know, that are like that have fallen for like the Fabian kind of agenda and stuff like that. And now you're going to the conservatives and stuff like that are living more rurally. They want to say that, you know, people need to be monitored and stuff, especially that are involved in these certain communities like common law and stuff like that. Rookshine just popped up about this guy. Yeah, look, okay, I've seen, and like I've spoken to several people that knew this bloke directly. A lot of people, the people that knew him quite well. Now, if you actually go, and this is what I'm saying, he could absolutely be an asset of the intelligence agencies. But from what I'm hearing of people directly, and I always say that you don't know someone, if you don't know if someone's an asset or not too, and people can actually be dissociative assets. So you can have someone that's an actual agent within a group that is knowingly doing stuff, and then you can have an asset, and then you can have a dissociative asset. And a dissociative asset is someone that is actually mind controlled, and that can easily be done remotely, because you've got to think too, right? Now, if this was just because they've tried to pin him to like some sexual assault charge or whatever, and then apparently he's had a shootout and shot the cops. Did that happen? Who fucking, like, how do we know? How do we know? Yeah, off grid being targeted. Yeah, absolutely right, Darren. So you got like gun owners, people living off grid, or anyone trying to like live away from the system, targeting the people that are like questioning the law, and you know that goes ties into all this kind of Admiralty stuff that has had like a huge explosion in popularity and understanding in like in recent years. It's like it's not like the days when Jordan Maxwell was speaking about this in the 60s and stuff. It's become quite popular and people have got a good understanding of that and how the system is like is completely corrupt and again like Australia's for sale. So you've got all those elements. Then you've got the Christian element. I thought they were gonna. I said like I think one of the cops will be female, which I think. Yeah, targeting homeschooling. Van life next, yes, Darren. Yeah, so, but the other one too is, and I saw when this came out, so we got rid of the last Victorian Police Commissioner. Now, jurisdiction is very, very important when these operations take place, right? Whether it was planned or they're trying to touch it up now. Jurisdiction's everything. So I'll give you an example. So like when the Las Vegas shooting happened, I think it was the police commissioner there, then moved over to Hawaii and ended up being in charge of the same district of where they had the Lahaina bushfires in Hawaii, right? So he was part of an operation there. And this is what Ole Demigard says. He calls it the global tour of death. It's basically like a stage tour in which they move these assets all around the world to take part in certain operations. In this case, like with this chief of police, is someone who's actually openly out in the operation. It's not like it's not a black ops person. It's someone that's a front person. But they moved this person that oversaw the Vegas shooting over to Lahaina to oversee the fires. It was the same one. There's another one, the chief of fire in Los Angeles that oversaw the last California bushfires was also involved and overseeing the Las Vegas shooting. So if you look at this Mike Bush, first of all, I don't even know how the fuck is this possible that we can have a foreign person come to Australia and become the Victorian Police Commissioner. It's a foreigner. The guy's from New Zealand. So he was the head of police of all of New Zealand that oversaw the Christchurch shooting. Now, we don't need to go into the Christchurch shooting, but anyone that's looked at that, particularly if you've seen Max Egan's breakdown on the Christchurch shooting, and I sat in Max Egan's shed, and he actually went through it with me frame by frame. And that was such a massive one. If people remember that. I remember I was in Prague at the time and someone said to me, check your YouTube. Go check your YouTube. Because the censorship had crept in a little bit. And this was 2018. Literally, and he goes, type in 9/11, type in any one of these things, right? And prior to that, if you typed in 9/11, you'd get probably the first 50 videos would just be content creators. Now, the day after Christchurch, you typed in 9/11 and you got Al Jazeera, BBC, Channel 9, all the mainstream, right? So, and that all flipped in that one day. And how they justified that was they said that he live streamed the shooting, okay? So Mike Bush, that is now the Victorian Police Commissioner. So he's got the jurisdiction over the state. Then you have Jacinta Allen, who is the premier, who has jurisdiction. So Victoria is the most tightly controlled state in Victoria, in Australia. I think people would agree with that. One of the reporters today asked her, is, should we bring in the military? And I don't know if, like, I don't know what the laws are in Australia, but there's, you know, the ones in America where they got the posse comitatus thing, in which you are not, the military is never allowed to be used on domestic soil unless it's for emergency use, like bushfires, floods, and stuff like that. And they're trying to claim this is like an emergency, and this is why they've like locked down the area and stuff like that. So it's almost a bit of a trial for a lockdown. And they made sure, they always mentioned children too, so that the school was on lockdown. That's to put the terror into the school. And people have listened, or people that have got kids would know that they have been doing these drills in school, active shooter drill. Like, we never did an active shooter drill in a school when we were kids. And I don't think there's ever been an active shooter in a school in Australia, or a school shooting ever, right? But like, they really wanted to tie that element into it. And then the rural, obviously you got the rural community element. But so you got Mike Bush, but then the other, you got to look for the jurisdiction in which this case will be handed down. I suspect they'll say it's a suicide. They wouldn't want to bring this to trial, especially if you look at this guy's history and stuff. He's obviously someone that's not afraid to speak out. So I would say they're definitely going to kill him if they haven't already. So it's going to be a murder suicide. But the jurisdiction is extremely important, and this is why in Melbourne all of the incidents, like with the car attacks and stuff, it was all happening around Bourke Street, because all you need to do is control the judge, the senior sergeant or whatever at the local police force, and whatever else tightly within that jurisdiction. And that's all they do. You don't have to have you have centralized control with like someone like this Mike Bush as the police commissioner, but then you have to have the local people in place. So it made me think, because this video has been going around, Darren, I saw you share it. And he was, I don't know much about this, but like, he was part of this group that was supposedly like taking Dan Andrews to court or whatever. And I think, I don't know about this. I think it was in Shepparton and Wangaratta or wherever that was, that hearing was. So I would look at who the judge was there. And then again, and then if this case now too is heard within that local area, I'd say it'd be heard in the state court eventually. So look at all those different areas. Now, the other one, someone sent this to me yesterday, okay, that lives in the area. And I'm sorry I can't show these pictures because I was going to put this into a video, but obviously, like, my brother's coming up. Anyway, so it's this bridge in the town, okay? So apparently there's, like, disputes over whether they're going to do this bridge, and they've only just put it up. That's the bridge where the town's on. So they've got all these butterflies and flowers, right? You see the butterflies and flowers? And this could be done for ritual purposes. I'm not saying, I don't fucking know, but there is a poppy in there too, right? And it almost looks like a bit like the shrine at the bottom, right, with bollards. So Ollie would call this demigarding, and it's basically looking for the clues. So this has only just been open, apparently to public dispute, that they didn't want this. But like, the real targeting here too, and it does say that the establishment is quite terrified, and it looks like they're trying to lock everything down in place, so there is no resistance either, like, legally. You're obviously going to get people within certain groups that are in common law groups and stuff like that are going to feel like they're targeted and they're scared now that they're under attack. Could they take this person out? But the other one I want to, and I'm not saying this guy is an asset, isn't, but this is a very, very common theme. The guy, the person, what Ollie always says is, you look for media, you look for military, and you look for police ties, sometimes academia, right? If they've got any connections in with these things, is a lot of the times they can even be a dissociative asset, an asset, or actually a working agent within these groups. So he was on a current affair in 2018, and it was one of these bullshit, you know, the current affair. Like, actually, I had a friend from England. He moved over to Australia, and I said, what did you like about Australia the most? And he said, a current affair. He said this was like the funniest fucking show that he couldn't believe that it was a TV show, and it was basically always the noisy neighbor or how much chicken is really in your chicken nuggets, like these bullshit stories. But anyway, he was involved in one of these neighbor dispute ones. And I'm telling you, looking at these over and over and over again for decades, this is an absolutely common theme in which you will see the target person or the killer or the patsy, whatever you want to call them, has appeared on like a game show, a current affair, something like that. They were a witness at another event, and obviously this person was locked up in the protest in 2022, and a picture was taken of him. It just seems very much like he was an asset, even if he was even if he was unknowing, the fittest smoker in town. I was going to rebrand myself. When I become a PT, I'm going to call myself the smoking PT. Yeah. So like, what do people think about this? It's like, there's so much more. I think the Mike Bush one, just the fact that they've brought over the guy that oversaw the Christchurch massacre and now is the chief commissioner in fucking Victoria. What? Are you kidding me? And then like on the same day too, then Albo, I don't know if people remember that the synagogue attack, was it like at the start of the year? And then they're all having to go at Albo saying that, you know, he wouldn't call it a terrorist attack. And then it took one tweet from Bibi Netanyahu saying that Albanese is a disgrace. We need to declare this a terrorist attack. Meanwhile, they didn't even know who did it at this point, or a motive, but they're saying that this is terrorism. So this is coming from both sides, right, too, because they're showing the right-wing terrorist and the left-wing terrorist. Anyway, so now he said that with intelligence from ASIO that Iran was behind the synagogue attack. Like, Iran gives a fuck in Melbourne to burn down to burn a fucking front door in Melbourne? Like, what a fucking joke. What an absolute joke. And the other thing was, like, even like Biden and them were talking about too, that they were saying the biggest threat to national security was domestic terrorism. It's been a lead up thing for a long time. So I'd just say, like, don't be scared about any of this. I think they are going to pick off a couple of certain influencers or people well known within that sort of common law community or anything like that. That's going to be their real target. But ultimately what it's going for is they want this massive internal division within the country. You can see it now. I would expect there's going to be Muslim stabbings in the lead up to the weekend. I would not be surprised if there's multiple stabbings by immigrants, whether they're real or not, because I think a lot of people won't want to go to the march now on the 31st. I'd be like, nah, this is a fucking setup. But then if you row up enough emotion, it doesn't need to be a stabbing. It could be like an image of someone else burning an Australian flag or whatever it might be, to like row that up. And then ultimately what I've been saying for a long time too is the big trigger is going to be something happening in the Middle East, but probably an attack on the Dome of the Rock. And I still think this is going to be part of like the sleeper cells. And if you've thought about it, if you have a massive Muslim coordinated Muslim terror attack, not that I'll believe it, it's real, but like fifth column infiltration into the West in multiple of these countries, and I don't think it'll go off as it's actually planned, you're going to have massive internal division, and it comes down to people's own belief system, how they see themselves, their own ideology, their religion, and creation itself. So it's like, it's actually, we're going through like another big collective awakening experience. And what we saw through the COVID period was there was actually uniting of all these different groups, and all the one uniting thing was, let's all like be sovereign. We are like sovereign within our own body. No one's putting anything into our own body. And it was a very clear and obvious stance for people to make, to choose one side or the other. But the next one is far more difficult now, because what they're really going after, and this is why I actually think this is coming from a divine place, this orchestration, I think it's been implemented by sinister forces, but ultimately it's coming from a divine place, because it's a big awakening process that's happening, and it's challenging people's own dogma. Again, I think that there's going to be groups that are trying to do that for their own purposes. And that's like everything within the hologram. It's all, everything's death and rebirth. And I see this as part of the Abrahamic religions, the destruction of the Abrahamic religions for something else to come through. So both dark and light sides actually want to play out the death and rebirth, because the death and rebirth is naturally within the cycle. So it's about, can you manipulate it or can you ride through it? But ultimately, I think what's going to happen is people's belief systems are going to be challenged. And this is actually a step in that direction. So I think that's where it's going. And I think this is going to tie a lot into when we go down to the shrine on November. I think everything is just like perfectly divinely timed, and we're going to go down there a week before the 11/11 ritual at the shrine in Melbourne, because again, if you're talking about like Muslim attacks and stuff, like even like that building is so significant, even on the surface level of what you're just tying into like war defeat of the Ottoman Empire, Australia's involvement in the Balkanization of the Middle East, all these kind of things, and it's just perfectly set up. Sorry, I haven't been reading any of these. The heavenly wars are being played out on Gaia. Yeah, as above, so below, Darren. As above, so below. Yeah, but look, the thing is, like, I really shouldn't be doing this, like, the day after. You really should let this stuff kind of sit for a week, because there's more and more that will come in. You can see now, too, like, I've got some of the headlines here. They're coming in kind of hot at the moment. What's like this one? How anti-government police killer fell down the COVID conspiracy rabbit hole. And I said that before I knew anything about this case. I said they're going to say this guy has been radicalized due to what happened in COVID, right? It's overwhelming. Victoria Police gives major update on Hunt. The other thing, I don't know if I should share this one. Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of messages from people that either know this guy directly or know someone that knows him directly, and they're giving a lot of different information. And that's why I think they're scrambling at the moment too. I think it's an operation, and I think it's a botched operation. And we're going to see what happens. Even though the 31st is probably an op. I'm not saying don't go at all. And this is the whole thing. Like, I really wanted to stay completely out of this debate. And I saw there's like a lot of like freedom influencers that are Muslims, right? And they're being triggered because of their own ideology and their religion. And they're not seeing the other side. They're seeing that, you know, oh, they're fucking right-wing extremists and attached to Thomas Sewell and Blair Cottrell and stuff like that. It's about, if you go there with the right intention, you'll be fine. And why shouldn't you be allowed to express your opinion? And why should you let something like this deter you if that's what you want to do? I'm not saying don't go at all. Conflicted because I want my children to have an upbringing I had. Yeah, absolutely, fair enough. But, and like Ben, I'm not a father either, and I think it's a completely different element if you have got children and you got completely different motivations. It's more, well, that's one thing about not having kids. I think you do live a more selfish life, I must say. I do have empathy and love for people, and I want to see like the best come forward. But I think when you're a parent, it's different. So I would never deter anyone from wanting to express themselves. I'll just say, just go there with peace. I've actually been doing this experiment after Rachel showed me on this water. I've been like blessing the water and my salt every morning. And I've realized more and more that like how strong my intentions actually like creating my own reality. But if you come from a place of internal division or anger or stuff like that, it's going to manifest outward. And that's why you can see they're trying, I would say this is a part of this is actually trying to build rage within the population, because what you fight, you become. If you come there with that kind of anger, that's what's going to manifest out too. So I'd just say, yeah, go there with an open heart. If you're really there for freedom and all that kind of stuff, do it. If that's what you want to do. Yeah. Just observe another production. Do not get emotional. Yeah, that, I agree. That's the number one thing, is being emotionally involved. And they say they're trying to bring the conspiracy groups into this too. Absolutely, mate. Very peaceful. Yeah, good on you, Ben. I support you. Absolutely. Well, I think I might leave it at that. Well, I'll actually do a proper video. It's just I haven't, because my brother's coming up, I wanted to put it, like set it out with like certain video production and stuff like that, and go through like the actual piece by piece. But I'll have to do it at a later date, just because I'm a bit busy today. But thank you very much, everyone that's came up. Oh, 184 people. Fuck yeah. Has anyone else got any other questions about anything else? I'm going to go in about 5 minutes. So is there anything else? Sorry, I haven't been doing many videos because we're doing SkyDev conference. We'll be doing that for another 6 weeks. So I slow down, and unless it's something I really want to say, I kind of don't do a video while we're doing the conference. Darren says, don't carry a flag no matter how patriotic you are. See you at the shrine, bro. Darren, if you'll come to the shrine, that would be fantastic. Oh, you're from there? So it's very interesting to hear. Well, I'd like to know more about that community. Also, I want to know who would be the police in charge of that area and who's like the main magistrate, or if they're like a traveling magistrate. Yeah, I don't really know that area well. I used to live in Yay, actually, so I kind of know a little bit of the Highland or before it gets to that area, but it's definitely it could even go towards the area of, like, you know, that you shouldn't be living out in the rural area, and that we need to surveil these people and stuff like that, that these people are radicalized out in the country. There is, like, they do want to create that even division between the city and the country. Ultimately, they want everyone in the city as well. Fuck, mum keeps ringing me. Okay. My best mate is neighbors and allegedly heard shots that morning. Yeah, well, I've heard directly from people that there was absolutely a shoot off. So I can only go off what people have told me. And I think that that's obviously been the case. And I don't know what he's like, because people are saying, like, he was a bit mentally unwell. He had a lot of pressure on him. He knew they were coming after him. And I'll also say that too, because say he wasn't actually an intentional asset for the intelligence agencies. They can monitor and profile every single one of these people within the community. They can see maybe he's a bit of a leader. He's got these very strong beliefs. He's not going to back down. So if we go there and overpower him with guns, this is someone that is actually going to fight back, and ultimately who's behind that operation wants fight back. They want shot to be fired, because it works in their agenda much better than if they just went there and arrested him. That, like, this works so much better for them, the fact that he's shot and possibly killed someone. And there's so many ways that can easily be done. And the main way that you can mind control someone, even like technologically, is if you can change their vibration and state of being. And I've mentioned this before with Operation Crimson Mist that they did in Rwanda, in which they were flying Black Hawk helicopters over and they were beaming frequencies onto the crowd. And the crowd was already enraged because of CIA operatives on the ground, that it enraged the tribes and all this kind of stuff. Stuff like they did in Vietnam with the Phoenix program and stuff like that too, that they would like rape and slaughter some of these Viet Cong tribes and stuff like that. And the whole point was to, like, agitate them, and then you can beam frequency onto them, and the frequency will only heighten the natural base frequency that's already there. So if you're coming in with a frequency of love, or if this person was at a certain vibration that wasn't in fear, then you actually can't be affected by that level of mind control. There's no energetic sync with that technology. So that's why it's always good. The more serious the world gets, you need to laugh at it. You need to actually, like, you can't be serious all the time. You need to, like, constantly be laughing and making jokes and having fun. Like, even, like, if we're on, like, fully in Armageddon, you should still be cracking jokes. I think that's massive key, and just because of the vibrational part. Mike Bush also paid NZ influencers $500,000 to create pro-COVID memes during the pandemic. Okay. Love and peace. Yeah. Alpine Shire Council leading emergency management. Okay. Sabrina Wallace, Worldwide Body Network. Write that down. Faith over fear, bro. Yes, Darren, I agree. Wireless body area network. All right. I don't know if I missed anything. But look, hey, we're all good. We're all good. It's I actually do have a bit of a sadistic side. Like, when something like this actually happens, I get a bit excited, because I'm like, okay, we're moving forward. It's actually, it's a process. It's a feeling out process that kind of needs to happen. So, yeah. All right, we'll leave it at that, because I've had about 5 missed calls since I've been doing this. But I'm back in Australia and the weather's looking good, so I'm quite happy. I'm lost a bit of me tan though. It's looking a bit pasty. Thanks, bro. All right, Andreas, legend. We will talk about this on Thursday, Andreas. There's a few in the group that did know him. So the one thing too, like, when I'm saying Nasset, I'm not having a go at anyone that knows this guy. Like, I really don't want to be disrespectful at all if that's the case that this guy got himself into a bit of mischief and freaked out and this happened. So I don't want to be disrespectful, but I can only look at it logically without emotion. I just got to call it as I see it. So ultimately, I don't fucking know either. As much as anyone else, it's just pattern recognition. That's all it is. We'll be interested to see what's going to happen. Northeast Victoria, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll see if I know. All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good weekend. And if you are going to this thing around Australia on the weekend, like, yeah, just think what I said. Just go in there. Actually, do what I did. Bless your salt and bless your water in the morning before you go anywhere. arm yourself. I think that's really important. Just going with, you can almost be combative within yourself, but like combative with love too. It's just like, just stand your ground. And we don't want people getting caught up in shit. But look, I think ultimately you need to express yourself you need to express your truth too. So they're going to be cracking down on this shit, right? So what are we going to do? We're going to roll over and fucking take it? Or are you just going to continue on with your life being who you are and expressing yourself and not, you know, I think they're really scared too of the people not paying their taxes. I think that's a big, you look at the taxes that are coming in Victoria now too and the people that don't want to pay them, and then you've got sob citizens that think they're above these taxes. Like it's a nice little recipe. So yeah, all right, I'll leave it at that. See you guys. Have a good day. Have a nice weekend later in the week, and I might be back on soon. See you later.